item number 17 from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
Good afternoon. Frieda Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you is our May waiver report. The waiver report is based on the number of executed contracts for the month of April. And what you will notice for the month of April, there were a significant number of contracts that were waived. Those contracts, for the most part, happened to be emergency medical services. So we approved the waivers because there are no ready, willing, and able DBEs that can provide that service. The other services that were there were a couple of services, contracts that were not reviewed, and those are contracts with the Sheriff's Department, and we're in communication with the Sheriff's Department to seek to educate them and get their cooperation about the project, the process, and how to basically comply. But you'll notice for the month of April, approximately there were $3,242,407.21 worth of contracts executed. Of those total approved, the waiver amount was $2,069,659.28, and the total unapproved amount was $237,323. And so that works out to a percentage waive contracts for the month of April 2012 of 71.15%.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Ms. Webb, for reporting. Can you give us information on those two contracts through the Sheriff's Department and Inmate Laboratory Services and ALDA treatment? I definitely understand what that is. Can you give us some background on what the services were provided by United DynaCare?
Okay. ALDA is drug treatment assistance. However, what this contract, you will note when it says we did not review it, it went forward without our review. So I don't have the details, but I can seek to get that from you from the Sheriff's Department, mm-hmm. and we are seeking to be in contact with the Sheriff's Department to get their cooperation and educate them in regard to the process, Milwaukee County process regarding contracts, and that we should review them prior to going out to assist them as to whether or not there are any ready, willing, and able DBEs that can provide these services. For the most part, these services may not be have direct DBE participation opportunities, but we always seek indirect DBE opportunities when they are not direct DBE opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and I don't know if this is your jurisdiction, but what's the process when, let's say, departments continuously continue to create contracts or give out contracts without going past your office?
Well, we're in the process of working with the county board chair to basically provide education and information to all of departments because we understand that there have been staff changes and et cetera. So usually we get their cooperation after over a certain period of time. Some are much more cooperative than others. Mm-hmm. So we'll be happy to keep you informed.
Thank you. No further questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
That was her next way to send that to you. All right. any other questions or comments from Ms. Webb? As always, thank you, Ms. Webb.
Thank you.
All right. Madam Clerk, please call.